This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. As President Joe Biden plans a visit to Israel this week, Palestinians and their supporters in Boston are calling for an end to military aid to Israel. Hundreds of people took part in a demonstration last night on the steps of the Boston Public Library in Copley Square. WBUR's Simone Rios was there.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din.
The first lines of the Quran rang out from the crowd, led by local Palestinian refugee and Harvard Medical School researcher Mahmoud El-Rifai. He was among hundreds of protesters who gathered last night to call for a free Palestine and an end to U.S. aid to Israel. After speaking to the crowd, El-Rifai says his faith and his Palestinian identity led him to speak out.
What brings me here today, the silence of the world, the injustice that's taking place in Palestine, where the whole world is just accepting of the killing of innocent people in Gaza. That will bring me here today.
The event was organized by a coalition of groups, including the Palestinian Youth Movement and the Boston branch of the Party for Socialism and Liberation. A sea of people in red, green, and white waved Palestinian flags and carried signs condemning Israel and claiming resistance is not terrorism. Among the local Palestinian speakers was Leah Kayali. She pointed to the resilience of Gazans.
Our people are not passive victims. They are heroes. Our people refuse to die quietly. And I know in my bones that one day Palestine will be free.
Several protesters said they could face professional repercussions for expressing solidarity with Palestinians at this time. Kareem Raji is 18 and a student at UMass Boston. He came into town from Methuen, though other family members decided not to.
There's never been a more of a backlash against being pro-Palestinian than it is in this conflict, because it started off obviously with the attacks on Saturday morning. So they're super worried, but at the same time, they can't show they can't even speak up against the crimes happening against Palestinians because they're scared of the backlash.
Fighting began 10 days ago after the militant group Hamas attacked Israel, leading to more than 1,400 Israeli deaths so far. Nearly twice as many Palestinians have been killed since then, according to officials in Gaza. As Israel pledges to launch a broader attack to obliterate Hamas, hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have fled their homes in Gaza, creating what is widely viewed as a humanitarian crisis. Following the speeches in Boston Monday night, the crowd marched down Boylston Street to the Israeli consulate at Park Plaza. Off to the side, at Dartmouth and Boylston Streets, a woman played the Israeli national anthem on a violin. A group of five Israel supporters gathered across the street from the protest. One of them placed a small Israeli flag on a fence behind the violinist. Rina Sidlau, a 29-year-old psychologist who works near Copley Square, says she felt angry hearing anti-Israel chants from the library steps.
So I walked across the street to get closer, and then I saw this woman playing the violin, and she was alone playing Hatikvah, which means hope, and that's our national anthem in Israel. And so I just stood by, and it was a beautiful moment, but yeah, I couldn't leave.
Also there was Moshe Ben Sadon, a master's student at Boston University. He said he lives near Copley and could not be silent while people were chanting, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free."
My question is, what river, what sea? The Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea. With all these catchy slogans they say for ethnic cleansing, they're literally preaching for the removal of all Jews from the land.
To people on both sides, even thousands of miles from the front lines, this conflict is intensely personal. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.